Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Now that we've shut down the Patreon and we're no longer putting out new episodes over there, we wanted to put some of the old episodes out here on the free feed. But due to how old some of them are, we wanted to provide a little bit of context before each episode. So this episode is from a Patreon episode recorded in July 2022, and it's a bit of a morbid question, but it's something I think you need to answer in your business and definitely something you should be thinking about. Hopefully John and I were super thoughtful and really kind of talked through how we would view it, some experiences John has had in the past, and hopefully this just makes you wake up to what you should be doing in your business, or at least gives you some ideas. So we had a student, Ian, reached out. He's definitely a listener of this, and he had a morbid but important question. So let's dive into this morbid but important question, which is, do you have contingencies in place for business succession / sale in case of death or total permanent disability? For instance, is there a nominated person to run your business, or do you have insurance in place to cover your family? He has some thoughts here, but I just wanted to stop there and say, if you haven't thought about this, you're crazy. Maybe you're young. I know when I was in my early 20s, the last thing on my mind was death or being made. Like, I literally thought I was invincible at times. But as I have gotten older, I've definitely thought about this. And I've thought about it in a way that, who the fuck is going to run my business, right? A lot of times, all of the shit that I do on a day-to-day basis is in my head. My wife doesn't know what's going on. She might know who to call. She might know how to hop on Slack and say, hey, John, can you operate Ben's business? Because he died today. How do we handle this? But like, that's about the extent of it. And so when he asked this question, number one, it caused me to contemplate on this. But also, you know, what should we be doing to advise anyone listening to this, our students, for best practices here? And I think, personally, I'm just going to riff here. I don't have a plan in place. I'm going to tell you what I do have in place. I'm going to tell you what I'd like to have in place. But by no means I want you to take this as gospel. It's just, here's my thoughts on it. And John, do you have anything in place currently?
What? Not so much for things that I do on my own. Obviously, if you're in a partnership type business, you've got a few more options. Like, so for a dropship breakthrough, for example, we're partners on that. If I die, I know that you can run the business, right? Or at least keep everything live and happening. Obviously, you're not going to be doing the podcast with me or whatever, but, you know, the students are still going to be able to get into all their stuff.
In all seriousness, I don't have the main login. So no, maybe not. Like, this is probably going to bring up some stuff on our end as just to think through this.
Yeah. But like, obviously, yes. I mean, you know, we haven't gone through that in every step and detail, so we do need to document some of those things. But if you're in that sort of, so some of my stuff, I'm in partnerships with other people, so it doesn't make things as urgent if I'm not there. If you're running something by yourself, though, and there's nobody else, which is often the case with high-ticket dropshipping businesses, you know, you're the guy or the girl, and you might have a VA or something. They ain't going to run all of the business because they don't know how to either. They might be able to keep the customer service lights on by themselves for a little while, but do your significant others even know who they are? Like, how are they going to communicate with them? All that sort of thing. So, no, I haven't had that in any real detail either. I would say that, you know, yeah. It's a good question. Like, and not only that, like, what would I want somebody to do, you know, with my businesses? But of course, you know, even if you're passing your business assets that you own to someone else, and once again, is it a company? Are you working as a sole trader? Like, there's all sorts of legal things there as well, I'm sure. Even if they're going to sell off those business assets, like, let's say you passed away and you're a significant whoever you wanted to be your beneficiary, you just were like, well, just sell the business, right? And take whatever you get out of it. That business is still going to keep running for months before it's going to be set, before it's going to get sold. Like, businesses don't just sell overnight, right? So, and if it doesn't keep running properly, it's going to lose value if you're going to sell it. So, you know, yes, I think it's very important and probably a bit of a kick up the pants for both of us that you have a plan in place for how is somebody who doesn't know your business at all going to step in and make sure it at least just keeps running at the level it's at least for a short period of time, not necessarily for years and years. I mean, depending once again on, you've got to have that conversation with them about what would they want to do with your business, right? Would they want to keep running it or would they want it to be sold off? I do think it's also good to, and I've actually had people do this to me. So not long ago, a guy, I don't know if he listens to our show, but a guy who's been in the space for a little while running businesses, he called me up out of the blue. He's in the US and he said, hey, I've got to go in for an operation. It's fairly major. I got to go in for an operation in a month or something like that. You know, it's fairly major. So there's a risk there that, you know, I might not come out the other side. If that happens, can my wife call you and can you step in and make sure the business keeps running for a period of time? You know, just like sort of at a high level, just make sure that everything's still happening and make sure the ad accounts are still running and all that sort of thing while, you know, everything else gets sorted out. And I said yes to that. I said, yeah, dude, like I know you. You're a friend. I'd do that for you. So I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea either, because it's going to be very hard. Like, I couldn't ask my wife to step into a business she's never looked at or touched before. Like, she doesn't know any of my stuff and expect her to run it, right? I don't think I could do that. But if I can have somebody else who does know the business model that I'm running, but I know and trust, you know, they're not going to get ownership or anything. I'm just saying, can you do me a favor? You know, maybe you could work out some sort of, you know, they're going to get some of the profit or something or whatever. But I think that kind of makes it easier if you can do something like that. Once again, I'm just thinking out of the blue here, honestly, but that just came to me that people have actually asked me to do that before for them as part of their planning around this sort of thing. And I don't think it's a terrible idea.
I just spilled my water all over me. All right. I think, look, I just want to riff too, because I've thought a lot about this, but I've taken zero action other than a little bit. So first things first, I think too often we talk about the business as if it is us. Now that comes in two fashions. When business is good, we think we're good. When business is bad, we think we're bad. That's the mental side of it that you definitely got to like disconnect the business from. But also you think you have to be there and you don't. I don't think we, John and I, do a good enough job of preaching business ownership versus business operations. In the beginning, you're everything. So if you're at the beginning of this journey, you are all of those things. But eventually, we should be working to remove ourselves from the business so that the business can grow without us. And that's going to come with SOPs. That's going to come with you know, potentially hiring someone to run the business eventually. That's all down the road, right? But in the beginning, the first thing you should be doing is SOPing everything you do. So when I start a new business, I set up a folder in the team drive for brands, and every single brand, I put all of their documents in there. I put all of their processes in there. I put a process on how we order products from them. I put a process in there on how we handle returns. Everything you need to know about the brands is in that brand folder. So God forbid something happened to me, John could hop in there. And again, this is why I do everything under one login through G Suite. And I've tried to push this on everyone listening to this too. John only needs one login. He needs login to info@mybusiness.com. He'll have access to everything inside of there. He'll have access to the brands. He'll have access to whatever he needs in order to take this business to the next level. I do think there's going to be an issue where, like, my wife would have to be like, okay, John, enter this code, enter code 66 in your Gmail app so that, you know, you can log in. Like, that's going to be an issue too. I think that gets better in the future. But first things first, get your SOPs done so that your business can operate without you. The next thing I would talk about is, like, John, I don't know if this is a thing in Australia, but in America, there's something called key man insurance. And so if you are the key man in your business, you can put insurance on that. So worst comes to worst, they will pay you out. Let's say it's on me. This is something we're discussing right now in my pet's business, right? If I were to go away, could the business run without me? Yeah, probably, but not efficiently, right? And so you could put some level of insurance on there so that were my partners to decide, hey, let's just shut this down. You know, this was all started with Ben's idea and Ben's cat. Let's just move on. Insurance would, you know, make everyone whole there. It would take care of everyone. It would also possibly, you know, float the business while it was put up for sale or things like that. So key man insurance is something I would definitely recommend looking into. But before you get all of that, I do want you to just, I'm only going to talk in my situation, right? So if something happened to me, I really truly don't believe my wife would even know the password to my Mac right now. She might, she's used it before for sure, but I use my fingerprint every day, right? And so how is she going to get into my Mac in the first place in order to notify me? I think about this a lot. Like if I passed away, I have friends everywhere and they're all online friends that I've met for sure. But you know, Heather's definitely heard me talk about them, but is she going to message John and be like, "Hey, Ben passed away. You should come, just letting you know, maybe come to his funeral." Like I would hope she's on par with that, but I also should have a document that says, if this happens, here's what happens. And I think that too many people don't want to write that shit out. Me, I don't want to write it out because I feel like what you think about and what you focus on grows and that scares the shit out of me. I don't want to like bring this into the universe, but also like, I just don't want to be, I don't want to be in that mind state. And when I'm there, I'm obviously not very happy, but I'm turning 38 in a couple days. Obviously that's young, but I want to be thinking about this. My mom died at 47. My dad's in bad health at 64 or whatever he is. And like, so, you know, I want to start thinking about this stuff and really take care of my wife. And that goes beyond business, right? Like, you know, I've got a ledger sitting in front of me with stuff on that ledger. Is she going to know how to go find the seed phrase, go, you know, open up that wallet and move it to an exchange, sell off the crypto? Is she going to know what to do with all of our investments? Is she going to know, you know what I mean? There's a lot that goes into this picture. And so this is a very, very loaded question that goes well beyond business, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely does. And I think, yeah, it's something, I mean, you know, I guess your situation in life and what you've got hanging on everything will change the answer to this somewhat. But yeah, definitely something we need to work on here, I think.
Sure. This is where I think finding other people doing what you're doing is beneficial, right? So like Heather literally could call you, John, and you'd be able to figure it out. You'd be able to hop in my business and see, oh, okay, this isn't how I would have organized it, but Ben's got it all laid out on how I could do this, right? You know, and I've got employees in some other businesses that could keep the business running. I think that there's enough people Heather could reach out to. I would encourage everyone in this group to find someone else that you have something in common with, which is could just be this dropshipping, and make friends. And maybe that's on John and I to implement this so that we find little pods of people that work well together, or we put on in-person events so you actually make a real lasting connection with someone, so that were this to happen, you have someone that your significant other or whoever is taking care of you, your estate or whatever, can lean on to say, this person can help us solve this problem. And you know, do that for each other, right? So it's not a burden to either of you. It's just something you do. And yeah, it's such a tough subject to talk about, John. Just, you know, I don't know. I'm 38 in a couple of days. I've lost a few friends already in my life, right? And like, you know, it's a matter of time. Newsflash, we're all going to fucking die someday. And you know, not all of us are going to make it till we're 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. So planning for this stuff and thinking about this stuff is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, one of my just Friday, like Friday just passed, the father of one of my 5-year-old daughter's friends, like good friends from kindy where she goes, was in a single car accident and died. Right. Wow. It's like a well-known basketball coach, like professional basketball coach in Australia. Yeah. You know, so just it's not even about health or anything like that, you know, car accident. Happen all the time, could happen tomorrow sort of thing. So, you know, it's hard to think about, but definitely got to do it. And I think, look, I think, you know, thinking about while we've been talking about it, I mean, I think the simplest way, and not to suggest that it's simple, but obviously having business processes in place and all of that sort of thing, but just having somebody who is able to get into your stuff. Like, so you've got a document that you give to, once again, somebody significant to you, whether it's your wife, your partner, your mum, your dad, like whoever, so that they can get into your system if they need to, or at least that information gets released to them on your death or something like that. If you want to leave it with your lawyer or something like that, I don't know, part of your will and all that sort of thing. And then included in that is, here's a few people I know who will help you, you know, that I've spoken to that will help you with the next steps. Because literally I could walk into any high ticket dropshipping business and run it, right? It's all the same business. It's just different products. Like There's very little unique that anybody is doing. I mean, we teach everybody the same way to run your business. So if you make some connections in this space, you're going to know people who could literally help your family or whoever. Just keep your business ticking over. Like, not even come in and do a whole bunch of work or grow it or anything, but just keep it running until there's a plan past that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think that's probably, if you do nothing else, a reasonably simple way of dealing with this sort of circumstance. In as far as your high-ticket dropshipping business goes, like Ben mentioned, you might have a whole bunch of other assets and investments and, you know, real estates, cryptos, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff that you need to deal with as well. But in terms of your e-commerce business, you know, you could know people who can help you here.
Well, we posed this on the free show we just recorded that'll come out probably a couple of days after this comes out. But we talked a lot about live events. John and I want to move into live events. And, you know, this really has me thinking of all of the second order effects you don't think of for live events, right? Like when I used to go to live events, when I first started, I just wanted that next nugget that was going to take my business forward. Right. you never get that next nugget. Maybe you learn some stuff, but that's usually not it. Live events are usually, it's the people, and you end up building these relationships that last a long time. And, you know, I do think that's on us, John, to foster these type of relationships so that other people, you know, we've got hundreds of people, that we could get together in some form or fashion, and people are going to end up building these groups of friends who they could do this with. And so, yeah, this is a tough subject. Certainly something I've talked a lot with my wife about beyond business and just trying to solve, you know, what happens. Like, my line is always like, I won't care, honey, I'll be gone. You know what I mean? But like, the truth is, like, she's going to care, and I don't want to leave her hanging. And we have these grand plans that we're going to have, but, you know, things can change, and I don't want them to. I don't expect them to, but having a plan is important. And so, yeah, if you are, you know, tying that back into live events, if that's something you're interested in, if you didn't hear it on the free show, if you're hearing it here and you think, hey, I'd love to come to a live event with you guys, John and I are interested in hearing that so that we know, hey, what level of interest do we actually have? We could, you know, potentially do a mastermind sort of thing, or just live events, or there's a million different things that we could do here to get people together. And, you know, are you interested? Where would you be interested in having that? Is that something you'd come to in Australia? Is that something you'd come to in the US, or both, or somewhere else in the world? What would you expect to see there? Just give us all the feedback you possibly can in the Facebook group or whatever. And, I'm excited to hear from you guys. I also got like a message today from somebody who responded to our last podcast, John, and thought that a private Gmail box would work good for questions. So maybe I'll set that up while we're talking here and have that ready by the end of the show. Just something we can log into only for Patreon members to ask us questions and give us feedback. I think that'd be great. No one's using the Facebook group very much. So if we can give you a private Gmail, that might work a little better. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.